One of my top priorities for this session has been a bill that would combat identity theft by allowing consumers to freeze their credit reports before they are a victim of identity theft, to prevent people from opening up new accounts or committing crimes in their name. That bill, Senate Bill 448, is making progress. It's been wrapped together with Senate Bill 165, which is a bill sponsored by Senator Bill Scherer, who owns a credit bureau in Farmington. It's kind of an industry bill. We got together this week with a number of parties from the AARP, from the Attorney General's office, and from the industry, and from the insurance guys and the bankers, and we hammered out a compromise that I think is a good one that has now passed Senate Judiciary and is on its way to the floor. So I know members of the AARP are very concerned about this nationwide. It's one of their top priorities, and they're blitzing the Capitol with emails right now for us to pass it. But it really would help also if others would continue to pressure for this important identity theft measure, which is going forward. One fun thing was that we had Miss New Mexico at the Capitol on Friday, who has made identity theft her platform as Miss New Mexico. And I asked her to come and help me with this bill, and she wore her crown. Her crown was a cute little silver thing that perches on top of her head, and she really is darling. She looks like Reese Witherspoon. She's great, and she's going all over the state talking about identity theft. She's been a victim herself, and so she has really helped forward the cause. So I hope she'll come back to the Capitol. I've introduced her to every male member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I attributed swift passage there to the fact that she said hello earlier in the day. No, not really. But anyway, it's going forward.